Lesson 14, Comments 2, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Communicative Function, Making Suggestions. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what has been said. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices is the best answer to the question you've heard. 1. I have been thinking about my uncle a lot these days.
Why not go over for a visit?
What does the man mean?
2. Would you please close the window? I feel a bit cold.
Oh, I'm sorry, but maybe you should put on your sweater. We need some fresh air.
What does the man think the woman should do?
3. I can't seem to find a color TV of the new model.
Why don't you try the new store on King's Road?
What does the woman suggest that the man should do?
4. I need some new clothes. None of my blouses fits.
Maybe you should go on a diet.
What does the man mean?
5. The film starts at 8:30. It's already 8:15.
Let's try to make it.
What does the woman suggest?
6. Good afternoon. I'm here for my 4 o'clock appointment.
Why don't you have a seat for a moment?
What does the woman want the man to do?
7. Laura is getting a part-time job next week.
Shouldn't she concentrate on her homework instead?
What does the woman suggest?
8. I need to make a hotel reservation for my father.
How about calling the travel agency?
What does the man advise the woman to do?
9. The lights are about off, but I'd like to buy some ice cream before the play starts.
Shall we take our seats now? We can always get some later.
What does the woman suggest that they should do?
10. I think I'm coming down with something.
Maybe you'd better see a doctor.
What does the man advise the woman to do? Part B, Macro Listening. Dialogue 1. Is it stupid to say so?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and write down your answer to each of the following questions. Nancy Rogers is a law student. Last week, her lecturer advised her to change to a more suitable course. He said that a career in law was unsuitable for women.
I was shocked. At first, I thought he was joking. Of course it was a stupid thing to say. Women are as intelligent as men. There are some excellent women lawyers. If he doesn't want to teach me, he should change his job. I have a right to study law.
You're wasting your time studying law. When you're married and have children, you'll be too busy to work. Anyway, women can't decide anything properly because they're too emotional. You should study cooking and sewing in order to become a good wife and mother.
As I think, an intelligent woman can succeed in any career if she has enough strength to overcome male prejudice. But Nancy Rogers has to decide first whether or not she wants to have children. It's impossible to have a successful career and to be a good mother at the same time. That's why all the professions are dominated by men.
I can't understand why Rogers wants to study law or any other course. For myself, I really enjoy being a wife and a mother. I have 2 lovely little boys, and I have a good husband who wants to pay for everything we need. I couldn't do his work, and he certainly couldn't do mine. We're both happy with our work. Women's liberation should stop interfering.
Until I find a job that pays me more money than my wife's getting now, I will do all the housework, Some men might laugh at me, but I'm quite happy with this arrangement. And of course it leaves me so much free time for hobbies. They say that housework is a job. That's stupid. Men always do their own housework when they're single, don't they? If Rogers wants to have a career in law, why should anybody try to stop her?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and, while you listen, write down the major points of the discussion in note form. Nancy Rogers is a law student. Last week, her lecturer advised her to change to a more suitable course. He said that a career in law was unsuitable for women.
I was shocked. At first, I thought he was joking. Of course it was a stupid thing to say. Women are as intelligent as men. There are some excellent women lawyers. If he doesn't want to teach me, he should change his job. I have a right to study law.
You're wasting your time studying law. When you're married and have children, you'll be too busy to work. Anyway, women can't decide anything properly because they're too emotional. You should study cooking and sewing in order to become a good wife and mother.
As I think, an intelligent woman can succeed in any career if she has enough strength to overcome male prejudice. But Nancy Rogers has to decide first whether or not she wants to have children. It's impossible to have a successful career and to be a good mother at the same time. That's why all the professions are dominated by men.
I can't understand why Rogers wants to study law or any other course. For myself, I really enjoy being a wife and a mother. I have two lovely little boys, and I have a good husband who works hard to pay for everything we need. I couldn't do his work, and he certainly couldn't do mine. We're both happy with our work. Women's liberation should stop interfering.
Until I find a job that pays me more money than my wife's getting now, I will do all the housework. Some men might laugh at me, but I'm quite happy with this arrangement. And of course it leaves me so much free time for hobbies. They say that housework is a woman's job. That's stupid. Men always do their own housework when they're single, don't they? If Rogers wants to have a career in law, why should anybody try to stop her?
Dialogue 2. If you could choose.
Exercise 1. Listen to the discussion and write down your answer to each of the following questions.
Good evening. I'm Paul Parker. The topic for tonight's discussion is where to live. If you could choose where to live, would you like to live in a village or in a city?
Well, I think I'd prefer to live in a village because, well, I think the people there are friendly and there is a lot of fresh air. I think life in a village generally is healthier and I like being close to nature. And it's very important for my work as a writer to have peace and quiet.
Mary?
Well, I prefer to live in a city because there's more going on. Being an actress, I need to go to the cinema and the theater, and there's far more entertainment in the city than there is in the country. Of course, I also like it because people are more open-minded. People don't mind what you do in the city. And for the shopping as well, I mean, I love going to the village shops. But the stores and shops in London can't compare with anything.
You don't think the city can be lonely?
Oh, no, no. You can. You have to go out and make friends and.
Oh, good. Fine. Now, Jenny?
Well, yes, I prefer living in a village. It's safer than a city, and there's less crime. And, of course, there's less traffic. So it's much more pleasant. Then it's much cheaper than the city. There are, you know, rents are cheaper and. So, of course, our house prices. It's quiet, peaceful. Yes, I much prefer living in a village.
Jolly good. All right. Well, thank you very much indeed. And let's find out where you do live. Henry?
I live in London, but I don't like living there.
Fine. Mary?
Oh, I live in a village because my husband is a farmer.
I see, but you don't really like that situation.
I'm afraid I don't.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Jenny?
Yes, well, I have the best of both worlds, I'm afraid. I live in a small town, which is within easy reach of London, and it's very close to the country.
Hmm, very nice. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and take notes as you listen. Then fill in the following table with the information you've got.
Good evening. I'm Paul Parker. The topic for tonight's discussion is where to live. If you could choose where to live, would you like to live in a village or in a city?
Well, I think I'd prefer to live in a village because, well, I think the people there are friendly and there is a lot of fresh air. I think life in a village generally is healthier, and I like being close to nature. And it's very important for my work as a writer to have peace and quiet.
Mary?
Well, I prefer to live in a city because there's more going on. Being an actress, I need to go to the cinema and the theater, and there's far more entertainment in the city than there is in the country. Of course, I also like it because people are more open-minded. People don't mind what you do in the city. And for the shopping as well, I mean, I love going to the village shops. But the stores and shops in London can't compare with anything.
You don't think the city can be lonely?
Oh, no, no. You have to go out and make friends and...
Oh, good. Fine. Now, Jenny...
Well, yes, I prefer living in a village. It's safer than a city, and there's less crime. And, of course, there's less traffic. So it's much more pleasant. Then it's much cheaper than the city. There are, you know, rents are cheaper, and so, of course, are house prices. It's quiet, peaceful. Yes, I much prefer living in a village.
Jolly good. All right. Well, thank you very much indeed. And let's find out where you do live. Henry?
I live in London, but I don't like living there.
Fine. Mary?
Oh, I live in a village because my husband is a farmer.
I see, but you don't really like that situation.
I'm afraid I don't.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Jenny?
Yes, well, I have the best of both worlds, I'm afraid. I live in a small town, which is within easy reach of London, and it's very close to the country.
Hmm, very nice. Okay, well, thank you very much.
This is the end of Lesson 14.